This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
We all know that Disney parks are absolutely magical, but is it possible to make them even more magical when you're a parent? And I know what you're thinking. Yeah, you bring your kid. Yeah, like, what a magical experience that is.
You live through their eyes.
And, you know, as two parents, Katie and I aren't going to sit here and say that you're not wrong about that. However, there are some people out there that think that not bringing your kid is also magical, maybe even more magical. This is a news report about a woman getting blown up online.
30-year-old Madeline Monahan posted this clip of herself having a blast at Disney World without her two kids. The travel agent from South Carolina booked the solo trip to help promote her business as Disney kicks off the launch of its Halloween season. Here she is enjoying cocktails, meeting Disney characters, and riding Thunder Mountain Roller Coaster.
All right, that reporter, man, that reporter has perfected reporter voice. Here she is, riding roller coasters, meeting Disney characters. She's like that AI voice.
So many of them are.
So people are like even going as far as to saying that she's a terrible mother.
Do we know how old her kids are? She's only 30. So
probably very little.
Okay.
If I would imagine if they're 30, not more than 10.
Probably.
Okay. Obviously, she's not. We don't know if she's a bad mother. But do you judge people that go to Disney parks without their children?
A little bit. Now, there are circumstances.
Really? Okay,
there are circumstances.
Okay.
If her kids are very young, if she is like a 1 and a 2-year-old.
Right. Obvi.
Obvi. If you don't take them.
Those kids barely know where they are.
Right.
By the way, if you've got thoughts on this, text them in to 916-909-1065.
Now, we have gone to Disneyland many times without our kids, but we're always going for work.
Sorry, kids.
Right.
Just had that conversation with my kids.
So, in that instance, we didn't really make the choice.
Right.
Sometimes we make the choice not to bring them, but it's usually financial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or school's in the way and stuff like that, or other obligations. But I literally just said to my oldest son yesterday, I go, guess where I'm going next month?
Oh, God. And that's about it.
Right.
Those are pretty much the only times where it's like, you wanted to go to Disneyland without your kids?
You don't, though? Ever? You never?
No, not really.
You never have the thought, man, I wish I was. Okay, imagine that you don't get to go to Disneyland without your kids.
Right.
Ever, okay?
Yeah.
You would never have the thought, man, I wish I could just be here and enjoy this as an adult.
No.
What?
Because even when we do go for work, if my kids aren't there, I feel so sad that they're not there. So there would never be a point where, especially if I didn't get to go as often as we get to go, I wouldn't want to go without my kids.
Some text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. What about honeymoons or anniversaries?
Like, okay, if it's your honeymoon, okay.
Okay.
It's your anniversary. You want to go to, you don't want to go to.
I mean, for our, for, so my wife and I took our honeymoon to Disney World, and for our 10th anniversary, we wanted to go to Disney World to relive it. Now, granted, we were going to bring the kids, but
right,
that
so
was
then
our,
what is
that was our choice, though. I mean, we if we had an opportunity to go without the kids, I don't know. I mean, I would still, at the very least, entertain the conversation about it. Text messages coming in. This must be from my parents go alone for a few years. They've been doing that. I've gone on several girl trips to Disney without my kids. I see a lot of women who go to take
That's
girl
cute.
Trips.
That's pretty cute.
So, I mean, I totally get not wanting to bring your kids to a Disney park vacation. Not all the time. Obviously, that's cruel.
Well, right.
But doing it every once in a while, like walking around, having drinks, maybe even getting a little tipsy, like especially if you go to Epcot at Disney World, like you can't drink around the world with your kids.
No, that's true.
You know, but drinking around the world at Epcot is so much fun.
I can't picture not feeling not just guilt but just sadness. I like my kids.
Somebody texted in, Disneyland is no place for children.
That's funny.
Adults only. The next way I do Disney, everyone understands wait times, and when they are hungry and tired, we just take care of it.
That's
a great
so
point.
Funny.
It's not a condition really suited for children that can't understand their limitations.
To me, it's a learning experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.